that photo that was put in there is actually a part of an investigation by the Child and Family Protective Services, and that is already public knowledge that people...
Why is he admitting that there is an investigation by CPS into him?
All right, everybody, we just watched a career end in real time on live television after Republican Representative Max Miller decided to go on Jake Tapper's show in the midst of very credible, very serious, repeated allegations of abuse from his ex-wife and two women from his past. It's not just one story or one case. There are photos and court filings and receipts from decades back showing that he has been an abusive asshole his entire life. He threw boiling hot water on his ex-wife, Emily Moreno, according to court filings. He punched her, held a gun to her head, bruised her, reportedly broke the clavicle of their two-year-old daughter, and the more research I did, I learned that Max Miller was accused of pushing a girl down the stairs when he was in high school because she rejected his advances. So this brings us to modern day. Modern day Max Miller decided to do an interview with Jake Tapper in which you can see all of the same personality traits that define his entire career. The narcissism, the manipulation, the absolute idiocy, and the low temper. He basically has a temper tantrum live on air because he's confronted with his own actions. And you know, as somebody that's witnessed this type of stuff firsthand in my life, I have family members who have suffered from this. I think what makes it all incredibly despicable is obviously the original abuse is disgusting. But also the fact that the Republican Party, en masse, is just covering up for this. They're all acting like they're blind. Donald Trump is saying it's an internal family matter. And the Republicans do not care about the two-year-old daughter of Max Miller, for example. They don't care about Emily Moreno. They don't care at all. The Republican Party is full of vile people who will cover up for abusive men like Jeffrey Epstein, like Donald Trump himself. The report is that Donald Trump called Max Miller yesterday to tell him that he's probably not going to be able to win or stay in his race much longer. And apparently Max Miller said, "But sir, you survived very similar allegations in 2016. So Max Miller is basically invoking the fact that Trump has also sexually abused women, according to the allegations, and he's trying to use that as a get-out-of-jail-free card. We're going to break all of this down. This is a vile train wreck of an interview where Max Miller is confronted with multiple things he's done, even over the past week. I mean, read this. Caitlin Huey Burns reports, Senator Moreno says he picked up his granddaughter from Max Miller on Sunday at the police station. Senator Moreno is, of course, the father of Emily Moreno, and he was the father-in-law of Max Miller, but obviously he's now the ex-father-in-law. So Senator Moreno had to pick up his granddaughter from Max Miller Sunday at a police station, quote, that we have to go to meet because I don't know what this guy's capable of. And Miller wouldn't hand over his daughter's favorite little blue bunny, quote, literally held it hostage for 48 hours. Moreno then says, quote, this girl is crying at night because she can't sleep without her little blue bunny. And his answer is, I'm just not going to give it to you. So finally, yesterday, he lets the little blue bunny go. He gives it back. This is the level of total and complete depravity. He then says, this is truly the seventh level of hell. My daughter lives in constant fear of this man. Not like something that's existential, but deeply in her heart, she fears what this guy is capable of. And this lands us perfectly at this interview with Jake Tapper today. Max Miller begins to threaten Bernie Moreno, the senator from Ohio, with exposing a deeply embarrassing personal matter. I'll get into what that is in just one moment, but we have quite an interview to watch here. And as always, if you appreciate these videos and you want to join the fight, join the battle, you can subscribe below, drop a like on this video. We are pushing for a better country that is based on human dignity and not abuse, manipulation, and narcissism. So join the battle below by subscribing. And let's start off with this clip of Max Miller threatening Senator Bernie Moreno with some blackmail.
Former father-in-law's story today about your daughter and the little blue bunny doll that she cannot sleep without. If it's true, that sounds like emotionally abusive behavior toward a toddler to refuse to give it to her when she can't sleep without it.
Jake, I would agree that if that were true, that would be incredibly disturbing and that the senator would be right. However, he has taken 2 years to publicly acknowledge for me to resign from my seat. Why is that, Jake? If he truly believed, like, I'm a father to a 2.5-year-old daughter, I believe that you're also a father to children. And I don't know if you're actually a father to a daughter. But what I can tell you is, well, Jake, then what I can tell you is that if my daughter came to me and she said, my ex-husband did X, Y, and Z, and then I waited because I was nervous that a political live stream was going to expose a deeply impersonal, embarrassing matter to the senator for him to take that action. Sadly, this has nothing to do with my daughter, Jake, and that's what this entire thing is about. This is nothing more than an individual who's being politically vindictive and talking about a blue bunny when I have text messages I can show you from our parent coordinator, who is a mandatory court reporter, who said that Mr. Moreno would be coming over my home, and then another individual came who I don't know.
Okay, a few things. First of all, he's not going to beat the drug abuse allegations if he's slurring his way through his first interview about this subject matter. Secondly, as I said earlier, the same type of narcissism and manipulation that is visible in his relationship with Emily Moreno, what we know at least, is visible in this interview as well. He is trying to flip it on Senator Moreno. He even threatens to expose a deeply impersonal, embarrassing matter. What he's referring to is very obvious. It is a story that has been breaking about Bernie Moreno. He apparently had a profile on an adult friend finder website under his name or a name similar about 15 years ago, and it was only for a few hours this profile existed. Now, one of his close friends came out and said that this was a prank that was pulled on him back in the day. Someone made like a gay dating website app for him and then deleted it. Honestly, I don't care either way. I don't care what people do in their personal lives. I care when people are bigoted, but I don't care if somebody has a gay friend finder website. I don't care if their friend pulled a prank on them. But I honestly just personally don't care if Bernie Moreno had a gay website profile or if his friend pulled a prank on him. That's the type of stuff that happens. It is a sidestep, and Max Miller is trying to use that to distract from the fact that he is cooked. This is a Republican who is running for re-election and has 10 more days until the cutoff when he can potentially be replaced. In these next 10 days, we have to apply maximum pressure to push Max Miller out of the seat, because I am sick of politics being filled with these violent, manipulative, narcissistic assholes. And the Republican Party pushes them to the top of politics. Right here, he begins to be asked about the broken collarbone of his 2-year-old daughter. His 2-year-old daughter was found with a broken collarbone from his ex-wife, and the ex-wife said it may have been Max Miller that did it. He has a repeated problem of losing his temper, but Max Miller says it was a seatbelt. A seatbelt likely did it. Well, the reality is, specialists looked at the 2-year-old daughter and saw a bruise that looked like a handprint on the collarbone.
Right? The issue is, the one I asked you about is, did you hold this doll hostage? Because that is emotionally abusive behavior.
Mr. Tapper, no. And just to further more than that, there have been two investigations that have already been looked into me, and I would like to just have a little bit of moment to explain. The first investigation that was looked into me was that my ex-wife, Emily Moreno, filed a report of child abuse against me. That first incident, two individuals were held liable for abusing my daughter at a daycare, which I have a private settlement agreement from. I was found not guilty. They looked at my fingerprints. They made me take off my shirt. They made me look at my body to make sure that I didn't abuse my daughter. And that was number one, Mr. Tapper. Number two, when I was reported for child abuse for my daughter for a broken collarbone, my daughter was in my ex-wife's care 9 out of the last 11 days, and she took her to the emergency room, which is a contempt violation from our shared parenting plan. Furthermore than that...
Wait, taking your daughter to the emergency room is a violation of the plan? What the hell? So your wife can't even, or your ex-wife can't even take your own daughter to the emergency room? None of this helps his case. I also want to point out that this is some of the most sick, emotionally abusive shit possible. I'm 23 years old, so it wasn't long ago that I was like a 5 or 6-year-old who had teddy bears that I was emotionally attached to. I had a guy named Puppy. I would just call him Puppy. And I would take him on all vacations. I remember I forgot him one time on a vacation, and I cried the entire vacation. This shit is so important to young children. And Max Miller is intentionally, emotionally abusing his 2-year-old daughter. And he's not even denying it. I mean, he says, like, oh, these are false reports. And then he completely pivots. He doesn't deny it. He doesn't present any counterproof. In this clip right here, Jake Tapper then confronts him for releasing CP of his own daughter. Yes, Max Miller and his team of lawyers released photos of his daughter's genitalia, his 2-year-old daughter, because he was trying to clear his name by posting a bunch of audio files and photos and reports and receipts. Every single thing he posted made him look significantly worse, including posting his 2-year-old daughter's genitals. Take a listen.
When you did your live stream on Twitter or X on Sunday, You said you were doing so to protect your daughter. And you did so, and you also released a Dropbox on X with files involving your family to show that you were a good dad. Now, one of the files was an image of your daughter naked, and it was available in that Dropbox for a day before that photograph was removed. It's an image that your ex-wife's attorney says could qualify as child sexual abuse material. Your attorney has said that he is the one who did that, and he apologizes. But it is shockingly reckless behavior by you and your team.
I wouldn't say that it's shockingly reckless. That photo that was put in there is actually a part of an investigation by the Child and Family Protective Services, and that is already public knowledge that people...
Why is he admitting that there is an investigation by CPS into him?
Put in there is actually a part of an investigation by the Child and Family Protective Services, and that is already public knowledge that people can go and they can look through court-reported mandates. This is being taken very much out of context. There was no genitalia of my daughter that was exposed, and this is once again a very salacious headline.
It's not publicly available. We called the court today. It's not publicly available. But your attorney apologized.
I'm not defending it. It's awful. I don't like it.
He just said it didn't happen. But Max Miller's own attorney released a letter saying that it did happen, and he apologized just a few hours ago. He just apologized for this.
Attorney apologized.
I'm not defending it. It's awful.
You just defended it. You said it was taken out of context.
Well, because it is taken out of context in terms of how the articles have been written about it. I didn't do this. My attorney took full responsibility. I believe that it's awful. There was never any intent to do that. What I did on Sunday, okay, Jake, I went on CNN with Lauren Fox for a 45-minute interview about a month ago.
Right.
And
you
only
ran
six,
some of it.
And, right, right. You ran some of it. But only 6 minutes of that interview was played.
That's how
and
TV
the reason,
works.
I know, Jake, but here's the deal, okay? She asked me a question, and she asked me a very, lace question and said, you're... ex-father-in-law and your ex-wife say that your daughter is terrified to go to your home. Every single time they say she's terrified. I then played Lauren Fox three separate audio videos of my daughter saying, I do not want to go to mommy's, I do not want mommy's, and I do not feel safe. None of that made it out there. Why?
Because it was recorded without her permission, is my understanding of it.
No, it's a one-party consent in the state of Ohio. And this is what I've had to do in order to get my truth out. I mean, you could say this is what the media does. They take a 45-minute interview and they clip it to 6 minutes of what they want the American...
I don't know how to say this nicely, so I'm just not going to be nice. Max Miller may be the bottom of society's barrel. I don't know how this man became a representative. The reality is being a white dude in America or in Ohio is a huge leg up, and this guy took advantage of his white privilege to become a representative who then abused his wife, ex-wife now, has abused multiple people in his life, and just hearing him speak is the sign that he is an abusive asshole. You can't ever just characterize people solely on the way that they look or speak, right? But if you combine all of the context and then listen to the interview of this slow idiot who just cannot even express himself, it's very clear that this guy is an emotionally abusive, physically abusive, emotionally stunted human being. In this clip right here, Jake Tapper catches Max Miller in a bit of a trap.
Because there is a police report from the suspected child abuse incident in February involving your daughter, and that report details that the child protection team says that your child had a right clavicle fracture and, quote, a bruise that accompanies the injury that appears to be in a handprint and appears to have been inflicted, unquote. Now, your ex-wife stated to police that your child told her in the days leading up to the discovery of the injury, quote, Daddy, kill you. And your ex-wife also said your child had said, Daddy angry and Daddy's house is scary. Now, according to your wife, your daughter articulated these statements to Children and Family Services. So can you explain why your child may have said those things?
Jake, I wish you could talk to my beautiful baby girl. She can't string together sentences like that. She's 2.5 years old. She doesn't have the ability to articulate any of what you just said. That is an entire fabrication of the truth. I have actual video, actual documentation.
But didn't you just tell me that
through two investigations?
You just told me that she had said that she was scared to go to mommy's house.
I have video of it.
But now you're saying that she's not capable of saying, "Daddy, kill you"? I mean, it seems like she's either able to say one but not the other. Jake, that doesn't make sense.
Jake, to be very direct, this is incredibly disturbing. I am not going to my child to say, "Daddy, kill you." You have to look at the timing of everything that is taking place. Right? What about due process? I have already been through these investigations, and I know that I've said that now three times, and we're kind of just blowing past this. But these are individuals who do their jobs to protect kids. And the main job of the court and the main job of Child Protective Family Services and the main job of our judge who has been appointed...
You guys get what I was just saying about the way that he speaks basically gives away that he's like an abusive, emotionally stunted, unintelligent asshole. Whoever told him this interview was a good idea must just hate him, must want him to go down, because we are watching his ship sink in real time. I genuinely think this guy will not be a representative for much longer.
...to our divorce case is to make sure that our daughter is safe. And every single one of those individuals has agreed with me. I have full shared parenting. I still have full medical parenting, half. I still have full half education. If any of these things were true, Jake, a judge would have taken our baby girl out of my hands. What you have is a very sadly politically motivated scenario to where, you know, people want to see me go away. And all of this happened, and I'm not joking. Yeah. Take it for what you want. The impetus for the resignation, okay, came because an individual thought something was going to be said on that live stream that I had no intention of saying, and I still...
Wow, so Max Miller is basically saying that Senator Bernie Moreno, the father of Emily Moreno, only came out because he thought that Max Miller was going to expose him for this gay profile from, like, 2008. Dog, nobody cares about Bernie Moreno's 2008 profile on a gay website. Nobody gives a shit. People do care that you have been accused by three separate women of abuse, as Tapper brings up in this clip.
There are now three women who have accused you of violent behavior. Politico published a report in 2021 that says when you were in high school, you, quote, pushed a girl out of the dorm of his room and she fell down some stairs after he became enraged when she resisted his attempts to touch her, according to three people who were there and many more who heard about the incident in the aftermath. Now, you deny that, but the woman in question told Mother Jones reporter Abby Vasoulis just days ago that it happened and was, quote, one of the more traumatic nights of her life.
Well, now, individual to go on the record because that...
Okay.
I'm
not done with the list of women that have accused you of violence. Then there is former White House press secretary. Okay, you were young. Then there's former White House press secretary Stephanie Grisham.
So it didn't happen, or it was 13 years ago? Because Max Miller keeps muttering under his breath, it was 13 years.
Former White House press secretary. Okay, you were young. Then there's former White House press secretary Stephanie Grisham, who was your ex-girlfriend. She accused you of being abusive and having a violent streak. She wrote in her book, quote, "I could do nothing right by him. I would wake up every morning shaking with anxiety about his mood that day. I had seen his temper before, and it had scared me," unquote. She has recently filed a temporary restraining order against you in a defamation case. And now there are these claims from your ex-wife, Emily Moreno. And I guess the question is, are all three of these women who don't know each other, are all three of them lying?
Yes, it's very easy, and I can tell you why. Every single time, and people have asked me, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to drop out of this race? Are you going to resign? You know, are you going to get out before the deadline? And my answer to you, Jake, is no. And I can tell you why. In 2016, when President Donald J. Trump faced the most extreme allegations in the world that hit him day after day after day, and people in the media, very much like yourself and others, said that he would have no shot at winning, that he should not be the president of the United States. But guess what? He stayed in and he was resilient. And with the American people...
So he's basically saying Donald Trump was being accused of being a serial abuser as well. So my serial abuse shouldn't matter whatsoever. This is some despicable shit right here. I really quickly just want to give you guys a break of Max Miller and have you listen to Senator Bernie Moreno for a second. This is a bit more raw and less manipulative. This is from the heart.
Truly the seventh level of hell. This is... been a horrific experience for my entire family. My daughter lives in constant fear of this man. Not like something that's existential, but deeply in her heart, she fears what this guy is capable of. You can't fathom what that makes me feel like. When the dad's number one job is to protect your kids. This has been brutal beyond comprehension. And if there's any minimum standard for being an elected official, as I said, he fails to meet that minimum basic standard.
Very well said. I genuinely think Senator Bernie Moreno is right here. People keep asking why it took him 2 years to come out, and his reasoning is rather understandable to me. He said that his daughter had requested he not escalate, he not take this public, and they resolve it in a private manner, and he followed. He said, yes, we can do that. I think that that is at least more understandable than Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to this day not saying anything about it. Trump to this day not condemning it. Of course, Trump's not going to, but this right here is much more raw. And you know, it kind of pisses me off, even the manipulation happening in this interview. Remember a few clips ago when Max Miller was basically saying, oh, I have a 2-year-old daughter. Jake, do you have kids? And Jake goes, yeah, I do have a daughter. It felt like a weird emotional appeal that he was trying to make. Like, he definitely planned that out. It did not work. Jake Tapper is doing a rather great job holding Max Miller's feet to the fire in a very surgical and precise way. No mistakes, no stutters, no second guessing. Jake Tapper is just fully holding his feet to the fire. Again, I truly think we are seeing a career end in this interview. In this last clip, Max Miller gets asked about his drug use.
Be clear.
Let's talk about this, because in the custody lawsuit, there was a discovery phase. And Emily Marino's lawyers asked you a series of questions about past alleged incidents. And some of them you denied outright. No, that's not true. No, that's not true. And others you refused to answer at all. Your lawyers claimed they were not relevant. And the ones you didn't answer include the incident involving the stairs or your past alleged drug use. If you ever referred to the birth of your child as, quote, setting your playground on fire. If you were ever kicked out of college. You wouldn't answer them. I can tell you that I never did any of those things. Why can't you?
Because, well, Jake, if you're wondering, I'm happy to answer
those questions.
Well,
I should say I have smoked marijuana.
Right.
I'm sorry, I take that back. I have smoked pot before it was legal. So
okay,
I'm getting it all out on the table.
Yeah, and that's great. So have I. And I don't think, you know, previously when I was younger or even, you know, a few years ago, there's anything wrong with cannabis uses. It's legal in 39 out of 50 states in the country.
In the Mother Jones story, it said
when you were picked up for drunk driving,
you had ecstasy in your system.
Look, once again, these are already investigations, and we're bringing up things from 15 to 20 years ago.
But why wouldn't you answer those questions in discovery? Why wouldn't you answer the questions about whether or not you would push that girl down the stairs?
Well, because it never happened. Why would I give something credibility and answer for something that never happened?
But you did that for other questions.
But this woman isn't even coming forward. I don't know who you're referencing. You know, unless these people actually put a name to these allegations and come forward, I don't know how the American people can continue to believe things like this.
Dude, he seems like drunk in this interview. He can't even look at the camera.
And that is also concerning.
When's the last time you ever used illegal drugs?
Illegal drugs?
Yes, because you're being investigated right now by the House Ethics Committee.
The last time, the last time I had illegal drugs would have been, I don't know, several years ago. I mean, I don't have a time frame on it, but I don't use illegal
20?
Drugs. No, Jake, this is what they're doing, okay? This whole, you know, needles thing, this is testosterone replacement therapy. People are painting this as something that it's not. Secretary Hegseth, who is the Secretary of War, just 3 weeks ago, allowed our entire military, who are males, to take testosterone.
Oh, so the two people you're going to quote during this interview are Donald Trump, who you called and had a phone call with yesterday, and Pete Hegseth, two men who both have allegations themselves against them spanning years and years. This is such a disgusting, manipulative attempt to, you know, slither out of all accountability from Max Miller. There's even a moment where Jake Tapper is a little cheeky and he's like, oh, I've smoked pot before. I thought it was a very genuine moment from Tapper. And Max Miller tries to use that moment to humanize himself. And he's like, yeah, I smoke too. Cannabis use isn't bad. Bro, nobody cares about your cannabis abuse. I don't care if he had an edible gummy in 2021. I care about him pushing a girl down the stairs, throwing boiling hot water on his ex-wife, abusing her, holding a gun to his head, and allegedly breaking the clavicle bone of the 2-year-old daughter. I also care about the fact that we live in a political environment where Republicans never hold their own accountable. Republicans were frothing at the mouth, calling for us to push Graham Plattner out of our party, and I agree, we should have, we did. The allegations against Plattner were disgusting, But then they never hold their own accountable. They are endlessly blind to their own, and it's despicable. That is why we will keep calling it out on the Atomocracy feed. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.